therefore a necessary compromise between minimizing the unwanted noise and preserving the spoken word beneath it.
Paul, the panel won't open.
Won't open? Here, let me try. Gosh, you're right. We're locked in. Listen.
Paul, we're moving.
Moving?
It's the room. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it?
Yes. Yes. By Timothy, Steve, we're in a lift.
A lift?
Keep still.
A near identical problem recurs in episode 5, during a scene between Sir Graham Forbes and Paul Temple at Scotland Yard.
Skid Tyler was murdered, remember, here, in this very office, because he was on the point of divulging the identity of the Knave of Diamonds.
Yes. Yes, you're right, Temple. And who is the knave?
I don't know. But I may have a pretty good idea within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours?
Yes.
Here, the interference blocks just two or three words. Again, every effort has been made to preserve those words in the final restoration, whilst filtering out the unwanted intrusion. The lost transients and high-frequency content can be partially reconstructed using spectral editing and copy-paste from elsewhere in the programme.
Skid Tyler was murdered, remember, here, in this very office, because he was on the point of divulging the identity of the Knave of Diamonds.
Yes. Yes, you're right, Temple. And who is the Knave?
I don't know. But I may have a pretty good idea within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours?
Yes.
Finally, one of the most immediately obvious improvements made during the remastering process has been to the Paul Temple theme music. Between 1938 and 1948, each Paul Temple radio episode was heralded by an extract from the second movement of Rimsky-Korsakov's symphonic suite Scheherazade, originally composed in 1888. The Canadian recordings do not include any of this opening music at all. Each episode effectively starts cold on the dialogue of the first scene. It may be assumed that the music itself was played in separately, allowing a natural breakpoint for overseas broadcasters to insert a commercial or sponsorship message. For this release, we have reinstated the opening signature tune using an existing 1938 Paul Temple radio episode to guide the way it is edited. Sadly, the version of the signature tune as preserved in the programme by the BBC Archives is of fairly poor quality. This is as a result of multiple playbacks and copyings, as you can hear in this untreated original. The section of Rimsky-Korsakov's music that the BBC used for the Paul Temple signature tune was taken from a 1934 recording conducted by Leopold Stokowski and distributed as a shellac library disc on the Boosey and Hawkes label. For this release, an original copy of that same 1934 disc has been traced, and a new transfer has been used to recreate the opening of each episode.